Mom?
We have to talk. About sex. There's lots I don't know.
How do I hit the G-spot?
Does size matter?
How do I put a condom on with my mouth?
Help me out.
I want to learn.
Should I worry about ED?
What's a Cleveland steamer?
How do I last longer?
Can I withhold as punishment?
And what about anal?
Talk to your kids about having sex. Do it early and do it often. Because we've stopped doing it in schools.
Come on, Dad.
Speak up, Mom.
Don't be such a pussy.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, July 18th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name is Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode 64 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. How the fuck are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. We got a special guest in the fucking place today.
Let's go!
How are you? This is my mentally retarded friend.
Hey!
Do you want to use your real name as we do?
We'll just say Adam, but we don't use the last name.
That'll work. This is Adam.
Don't even know our last names. So.
They probably do.
Yeah, and somehow.
Don't say things like that, because when you say things like that, it makes people like this want to go, I wonder how long it would take to find their last name and then post it all over the Flathead Beacon.
Matt's actual last name is the shit-eating bastard, and Brayden's last name is the 12-year-old.
That is true.
This is some interesting last names.
Fuck. please turn your phone off.
It's on.
Or
vibrate.
If it goes off, you have to answer it on speakerphone. Put it up to the mic.
I'm texting, and it's on vibrate, so you can eat my ass.
I will eat your ass.
I just drove 100 and fucking million miles. So.
All right. Well, nobody heard that. So if you'd care to talk into the mic.
Oh, my God.
Not looking at me. What do you do for a living? What do you do for a living?
Use good microphones.
Did you hear that, fans? Oh. PayPal us more money so we can get good microphones.
For
so we
a
can
living,
be
I'm a radio guy.
A radio guy.
See, those levels right there are perfect.
Is that good?
Hi, this is the Zoo Monday morning. It's live.
Yeah.
The drive at 5. Do you have to talk like that?
No, I prefer not to.
What do you do that's like, is it like what we do here? You just talk shit but more censored? Or tell us a little bit about it.
Well, I work for a country radio station and I talk about midget porn. So
sweet.
I pretty
all
much
for
am
that.
The epitome of weird radio.
That's
stuff.
All on country though.
Yeah.
Like, I would think that
we're the non-country country station.
That works. That works.
All right.
So I remember I asked you guys on the Wednesday show to hook it up with a notebook because I was on the last page of this one and the show probably wouldn't continue until I got a new notebook because that's where I wrote my notes.
We would just have nothing to talk about, actually.
Well, I would just, like I said before, end up having to write notes on napkins and paper towels and then it would just be an unorganized mess of shit. So one of our local listener fans actually bought me a new notebook, not even a cheap one, like a Mead 5-star notebook with index cards and pockets. It's so great. And a pack of Pilot G2 pens. Not cheap. Not cheap
Sweet.
At all. Those are like a $10 pack of pens. So,
you're
the show...
Listen to the infomercial about office supplies.
I know.
Right? You seem way too stoked on it.
I am.
It's not just any normal notebook. No, that's right. It's got pockets. It's got note cards.
It's got paper in it. Yeah. Oh, wow. So we got a couple emails I would like to get to before we get into things. This one is from somebody local, and it's all about a dog. And it says that someone we know treats their dog like a boy, like their child. You know how we were talking about how people are like,
it's their kid, basically.
Right. They talk to him like a child, and they show him off and talk to him like a little baby. And, like, whenever customers come in, they, like, they're like, oh, look at my dog do tricks that I taught it. And just stupid shit like that. So on Thursday, it was a very hot day, and they left him in the truck while he did service. And when the dog's owner came back, opened the truck door, the dog had diarrhea all over the fucking backseat of the truck. Awesome. Just like sitting in hot, boiling weather, just diarrhea.
That must have made it so much worse.
Oh, God. Keep having dogs. And when you do have them, keep bringing them to work with you.
Right.
See what happens. And then,
maybe that was the dog he gave all those Snickers to.
No, it was not. But that dog probably also had severe diarrhea.
Sure hope so.
Dear Matt and Braden, so here's a little story from yesterday. My parents and I all went out for dinner while the kids were at home with the babysitter. We have two dogs, and they're kept in the yard by one of those shocker collars. Those are great. Shock collars.
Those are fun.
I prefer to turn them into something that parents can use for their children.
Right.
And then you never have to watch them because, you know they're not going to go past this perimeter because then they'll get the shit
shocked.
I
love going
over
to people's houses who have dogs with the shock collars, but they got the remote ones.
Oh.
I just sit there and just zap the shit out of them.
Yes. Or, like, make them chase you and get shocked and then, like,
get them to bark. It's like, zap
That's
them.
Great.
Don't bark.
So, shock collars, so they don't leave the yard, but apparently the batteries had died. Dun, dun, dun. The babysitter said that one of the dogs got out about an hour before we got home, and they looked all over the neighborhood but couldn't find him. My mom and I looked around for about half an hour until we started hearing him bark, but we couldn't figure out where the fuck it was coming from. They're like, Marco, probably dog all tied up in BDSM, ball gagged and shit. Save me. We asked our next door neighbor if he was stuck in his backyard somewhere, but he said he could hear the dog but couldn't understand where the sound was coming from. It's like, I hear it, but I don't know.
Don't know.
Don't look in my basement, please. It turns out our dog Dino was in the Norwegian's backyard, zip tied and locked into a fucking raccoon cage.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's awesome.
First of all, where do you live that your neighbor is Norwegian? Like,
anywhere.
I don't know.
Yes.
I'm picturing like a full on, I don't know.
Right.
Maybe just a blonde haired person or whatever the fuck. In the raccoon cage, this guy is a lunatic either way. He threw firecrackers at my sister on 4th of July.
Well,
and he doesn't
fun.
Really speak much English.
So he's really Norwegian.
Yeah, I get where. Yeah. We break Dino out of the cage, which I also should add it was behind the shed. That's where all good
behind the tool shed.
Yeah. We go out to the tool shed and spread him. He wasn't home when we broke the cage open, but right when we got into our house, he pulled in the driveway. I was fucking pissed. I wanted to go over and lock him in a big ass cage for a couple hours and see how he felt about that. But instead, we called the police, and this freaky looking police woman was talking to my mom, and she basically said, "That sucks. I have dogs. They get out sometimes. Well, I'm gonna go now." Like,
thanks, cop.
That sucks. That will happen. I gotta go.
Yeah,
later.
I got
later,
more
guys.
Important shit to do.
Good luck with your crazy neighbor. Jesus, our dog was kidnapped, and the cop says that sucks. Well, I mean, it's not like it's a person.
What are they gonna do though?
Yeah, you're under arrest for. I mean, what
for
it, yeah.
kidnapping a dog?
I mean, I guess theft. If you
I
steal
guess.
Something, I don't know. See, it would have been better if he would have fucked the dog.
Right?
Then they could have got him on bestiality.
Okay, what you
should
have done is you should have just camped out for a while and watched and see what he did with the dog.
That's yes.
Yeah.
Or poison his stuff, like
do
whatever
that.
Stuff he has.
Right.
Just poison it. That'll
yeah,
problem solved. I did not just tell you to do that. Police go home. Okay, but the whole point of this email is, how do you think I should get back at this old bastard for fucking my dog, for fucking with my dogs are? Thanks for reading. Can't wait for the show tonight, Sarah. So, what do you think she should do? Fans in the chat room, us here, Adam, what do you think? This guy took, I'm picturing the dog maybe just got out and went into his yard and was probably
he
taking dumps.
It.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's like, I'll teach you to shit in my yard and into the raccoon cage.
Was it a cage or was it like a trap?
It says a raccoon cage.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm thinking, like, maybe, what do Norwegians like? Like, what, know. Something you
Lutefisk.
Could
Lutefisk.
Okay, so we take a big, like, pit thing, and we make a little trail of Lutefisk. What?
It's fish.
Okay, a fish going into over the top of this pit that we covered up with sticks, and then in the bottom of the pit are sharpened bamboo things. I think they're called punji sticks. And then he follows the fish, and he's like, ooh, a piece of fish. Ooh, a piece of fish. And then fucking he gets to the pit and falls in and dies.
That's the best route I can do.
Yeah?
You know, I'm all about paintball grenades.
Paintball grenades? that would,
you know, with the little zip, the little lines that when they trip over them, they blow shit up all over the place.
Just yeah,
put a trail of those little lines.
Huh?
But that, I'm the non-aggressive, like, you know,
passive aggressive.
You want to fuck with them, but don't hurt them.
Right. Yeah. I'm gonna fuck with you behind your back because I don't want to get punched.
Right.
That makes sense. So yeah, I don't know. Okay,
Dan says I think she should dig him a grave, then power bomb him into his fucking grave. The guy sounds so old, he should just lay in his grave and give life up anyway.
Yeah, I could see that. I'm picturing, like, turnbuckles and how when wrestlers, like, bounce off the turnbuckle to get some momentum and then just fucking clothesline him, and he just goes poof.
Right, that's probably what would happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think either way, you could probably just wait for him to die. I mean, I don't think it'll be that much longer. Or, oh, shit, I just thought of this. You go to the Humane Society, okay, and you get a dog. Doesn't matter what kind, as long as, you know, it fits in a box. And then you get the dog, you take it home, and you stuff it full of something explosive, right? And then you let it out, and he goes and traps it in the cage, and you set it off with the remote detonator.
Right.
Yes.
As he's holding it.
Yes.
Just explodes.
Yes, or, like, as his dick is going in and out of it, just boom. Oh. Could you imagine?
I don't think I can.
I hope.
Hey, Asshat, I have two dogs, and I'm pretty much ready to just, like, rip your nuts off right now.
Why? I hate dogs. Why do you have dogs? You're
why
a dog
do you have
lover.
This stupid cat that runs
stupid
around pissing and shitting everywhere and just laying there, like, meow.
That cat pisses and shits in that box over there, and that's it. I don't have to walk it. I don't have to take
it
anywhere. It hangs out and comforts me when I'm lonely.
Yeah, until it gets pissed at you, and then it walks around with its tail up in the air.
And then,
like,
I beat its
cat,
ass.
You.
It's fixed.
Right,
and it's female,
still, it's
so if
cat.
I want
it's a cat. It's gonna say "fuck you" because it's a cat.
It purrs.
A dog's like
a
oh,
dog's like poop, shit, eat, poop,
oh my
eat,
God.
Shit, poop.
So Matt doesn't want the sort of pet that he has anything in common with.
Exactly.
Okay.
Opposites, man. Opposites.
Right.
Okay. I'm glad we got that out of the way. And then Apollo wrote us in and says, "Andy Dick, what a douche!" And he gives a link to Andy Dick's little run-in.
Oh, did you see the pictures from that?
Oh,
my God.
Biggest perv ever.
He
like
is a
almost like even up there with the Pee Wee Herman arrest photo.
Yes, and he's got that smile. It's like, oh, I groped 15-year-old tit or what? 17-year-old. Sorry.
Yeah,
that's
bad.
Awesome. Sexual battery, drug possession for some pot and a Xanax pill.
One Xanax.
Wow.
Why didn't he just take it real quick?
Does that mean your career's over? Because, you know, when he was at the height
of his career's
his...
been over forever.
But
did,
what I'm
did
saying
he have a career?
Yeah, I mean when he was at the height of his career, 17-year-olds probably would have been all about that shit. Now, like, he's just like all grizzly. He's like, I'm Andy Dick, I'm funny. Spread him. And then he got arrested. The victim was traumatized by this, says the cops. That is awesome. He couldn't even make $5,000 bail. You poor, poor man.
Bummer. He spent all his money.
So, I got a few things here before.
On one Xanax.
On that one. That is, you are a sad, sad man, Andy Dick. Send us an email.
Dollar.
I would. Yeah. Please don't make me suck dick for more Xanax. I need this, man. I was at work today, and I started noticing this more and more lately. I don't know if it's because it's warm out, but, like, when you go in and out of offices and shit, these people, like, they say words just really weird. Like, they put on their fake voice, and they're like, hello, how are you? And it's all, like, over-accentuated.
Right.
And
they sound way too happy.
Well, that's why they call
it's
them
fake.
A receptionist.
Because, really?
It's so you can have that warm reception when you come in.
But it just...
Oh, my God. How are you today?
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. Spread your legs. Vagina. Hi. Have a seat. He'll be with you shortly. Boobs. It's just so annoying because it's always the same people I hear it from. I could see if, you know, you were a customer there and you just had to see it once in a while, but it's like every day for me, and like every person has their own way. They'll like put the inflection at the you or the hi or the how are you.
Why don't you, when you go there, why don't you just be like, can you just not talk to me anymore?
Right? Like Ninja with the fucking smoke bombs. I've been spotted. Gone. There's some water. Sweet shit. Oh, yesterday we had to come in at night last night because the salt truck was late and he didn't get there till like 8 o'clock. So me and a couple friends are there getting ready to unload it, and I got the forklift out and I see this fucking sled, like this long plastic toboggan sled, and I'm like, I wonder if the forklift could pull this thing. So I get some rope and like wrap it around, and I found this piece of wire and I fucking tied it all up to the back of the forklift, and one of the kids that was with us like sat in it, and I fucking just went and like, dude, it burned the sled up because we were going fast like on the pavement and shit, and then I fucking started whipping Brody's in it and like just doing these sharp turns in the forklift, and the sled's all sliding sideways.
I'm surprised you didn't fly out.
Oh, it's so much fun though. Next time we're in town, we gotta go there with the camera and video us doing a forklift sledding.
Yeah, I bet we'll get another comment saying that you're a hick.
Yeah, probably.
For that one.
What are you doing now? Forklift and a sled?
Forklift, there's not even sledding?
There's not even any snow. What the fuck? We could probably open up a bunch of salt bags and like put it down like snow. That'd be awesome. Awesome. So, oh god, I was at this furniture store today delivering, and there was this huge fat bitch and like older lady and her skinny husband, and this fucking woman, I'm sitting there watching her, and she's like sitting in every single recliner, and every time she reaches over to pull the thing, her arm is like so fat, and then the cushion's there, like she can't pull the thing to make it recline, you know?
Really? She's that fat?
Yeah, and I was like, holy shit, look at her arms, dude. They look like they had tumors on them.
Wow.
Like, just
tumor arms.
Just nasty. It just looks so funny to me. Like, the last thing you need in your life is a recliner, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, maybe go look at the exercise machines. But it was just funny that she would, like, have to almost be halfway out of the chair to, like, pull the handle up. And then, like, you could see the recliner just like, oh, get off,
God.
Get off. And, like, no matter which chair she sat in, like, none of them, there was always something wrong with one of them. It was like, oh, this one's too soft. Oh, this one's too hard. Oh, I can't reach it. And, like, I was just thinking, like, no matter if God himself would have made the chair, you would find something to bitch about. Because you're just that kind of person. Like,
right.
Her face was, like, frozen in the fucking, the frown, but she's not frowning, but she can't help it because she's fat. And she's just, like, just pissed and, like, just almost falling out of these chairs. And like, I looked at her husband, he just looked defeated. Like,
well, he's married to that fucking
I know thing. Like, dude, like, you should have chose better.
Yeah.
Because you picked wrong. I just felt so bad for him. Like, could you imagine going home to that every
what
night?
What would be worse, like, actually being her or being married to her?
I don't know. That's what, because if you were her, you could do something about it.
He probably married her around Y2K, and he was afraid there was going to be a food shortage.
He's like, I'm going to need something to keep me warm and food. Holy shit, jackpot.
I heard blubber tastes like ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I call a sticky situation. So, another thing I started really noticing a lot at work today is people are starting, I've been there enough and I go to the same people enough times, they're starting to give me nicknames and I hate it. And
what are some of the nicknames?
Well,
water boy.
Yeah. Hey, it's the water boy. It's like, oh, cool. It's the fucking, and then like one of them is like, oh, hey, bottle boy. And so I started giving them nicknames, like not saying it to their face,
right.
But I'm like, oh, hey, urban cougar lady, cool. And then like this other lady, she's just like a big fat lady, and she's like, oh, the water boy. I'm like, oh, look, the fat bitch I was trying to hide from.
How long until,
please don't eat me.
How long do you think until you'll finally just say it out loud?
I think what'll end up happening first is I will just start killing people. I don't know.
All right.
You know, I used to give nicknames to my coworkers.
Really? But like that, like you see me once every couple weeks or once a week at the most.
You would need, this was when I worked at a bar down in Missoula, that I worked there once or twice a week, and I would give all the girls that worked there nicknames. Like, there was a girl, Megan, super gorgeous, hot girl, but I know there's got to be something wrong with her because nobody can be that hot.
Smelly vag.
Well, so I nicknamed her Doomfucker.
Doomfucker. Holy shit.
So, I mean, she had to have it.
Right.
And then there was a little short, fat girl, so I nicknamed her Oompa.
Oompa. And then her friend Loompa.
Dan says you should call the fat lady Java the Hutt.
Yes, I could. She did work at Pizza Hut. No, I'm just kidding. She didn't. But, it's annoying. They're like, you know, I have a name. It's on my shirt. We put it there so you don't have to be like, oh, look, it's the water boy. You have any high quality? Shut the fuck up. I hate you. But then, you know,
that was really loud.
I'm sorry, listeners. I apologize. Oh, so the last thing I wanted to talk about, and you can maybe give some insight in this, but I'm really getting sick and tired of, well, actually I enjoy it, but it's kind of getting old, of the girls that are like, hey, I like you, you're cute, let's hang out. Oh, but by the way, I have a boyfriend, but he's never home and I'm miserable and lonely, but I can't leave him, so call me. like,
why would I call you then?
Why initiate something in the first place? I mean, I understand you're miserable and lonely and sad, and hey, so am I and everybody else, but, you know, do something about it. Like, I can do something about it. I could go out and, you know, fuck 40-year-old urban cougars at the bar, but I don't want that. So, I mean, if you're in a relationship and you're miserable and lonely and he's never home, just leave him, right? Like,
yeah, I mean, are you really going to be missing anything if you do?
I mean, he's not there anyway, right? I understand he's taking the Xbox and probably the TV, but I mean...
I mean, he's probably cheating on you anyway.
Right.
Chances are.
That's
you know?
What I was thinking, but I didn't want to be the one to say it. Thank you
no
for
problem.
That. Because you know it's how... I mean, what... you can only jack off to internet porn so many times before
right.
you're like, man, I need a vagina.
Bullshit.
That is okay. You got me. I could jack off to internet porn all the time and not even worry about it.
Especially cool internet porn, like e-fucked.
E-fucked or XTube. Or I always used to like Cowlist. I started out my internet porn career with The Hun. Does anybody remember The Hun? No. And then I
started
went,
with the Emporium.
Really?
Yeah.
And Smutland. I remember me and Bob being all. Fucking fucked up and like looking at Smutland, and we're like, holy shit, there's a place called Smutland. And there's this big picture, it said, welcome to Smutland. So we printed out a few of them and like put them all over the house.
I think the best one ever was knockeduppsluts.com.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just for the name.
I was always partial to crackwhoreconfessions.com.
Oh, nice.
Sounds like you.
Because there's nothing like a crying crack whore that just needs to get through two more cocks before she can, you know, go out and get better and get
right.
her fix on and stuff.
You might as well just watch that movie, Crackheads Gone Wild. It's pretty
I
much
have
like that.
Seen that, and
that
oh.
That movie is
It blows
wow.
me away every time I fucking
watch it. We should rip some
it.
Audio from that.
Yeah, I bet there's priceless bits of audio in there. So the last thing I did want to mention before we do some news, well, a couple things. We are having wish lists, so you are be giving us money to buy cool stuff that's on there. The PayPal account is hooked up. Donate, and remember the $50 thing. First person to PayPal is $50 will make me have to mountain bike naked, air guitaring a song of your choice. You hear how my voice quivers when I say that?
Yeah.
Like I need the $50, but I kind of hope it doesn't happen.
You're pretty much whoring yourself out.
I know. I've
like, you
turned...
might as well be like, I'll have sex with you if you give me
$50. No, the way that you're supposed to get listeners to give you money is not to say, we need money. You have to say something like, become a partner in hope by making your contribution now.
It's all tax deductible. I don't know. So, yeah, give us money, ruin my life. How's that sound? So, yeah, episode fucking 64, man. We're almost to the golden age. Mm. Is that just still mind-blowing or what?
No.
No? Not no. at all? You're
Not
over
really.
It?
I'm so over it.
Another day, another dollar, another yep. couple days, another episode.
Right.
All right. Well, you ready to do some news here?
I'm
episode
ready.
64, Ray?
Yep.
You ready to get beat? Hey!
I thought
wait
you were
for
ready.
It!
I'm waiting.
You
just fucking
you
do
just
it.
You just disqualified.
Whatever.
This one is called.
Fuck that.
You
Come on.
All right, Ray?
Yes.
God damn!
Are you guys Rochambeauing for shit?
Yeah,
we Rochambeau to who does news first.
It's kind of like our thing. We
yeah.
do that one. All right, Ray.
So yes.
that was two for two here.
You guys
so
are the cutest couple I've ever seen.
And go fuck yourself. Nice gray hair, by the way.
Gotcha.
I was talking to him.
Whatever.
That's bullshit.
No,
you
that
are
counts.
An asshole.
What? How is that?
Hide
his
and
fault?
Go fuck yourself.
Okay, here you go. Right. Fuck yourself. I'll hide.
I'm a radio guy. Fuck, 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 fuck.
I'm going to send that audio to your boss.
Shit, I'm fucking her daughter. It doesn't matter.
Really? Wow, I wish you would have said that into the mic.
That would have been great.
I know. All right. Episode 6-4. Do some news.
This one's...
Oh my god. You guys have to pay Palace money so we can get cameras so you can see all this visual humor. Please take the mic out of your mouth. That is impressive.
How about it really is.
Since we're doing some news, how about you come over here and do something else? You can bring the pop filter so you don't get mess on your face.
Because little holes are just about as big enough for you to squeeze your dick through.
That's why they're that big. They were smaller at first.
Yes.
Do some news. Come on, episode 6-4.
This one's called Stab Shoe Pulled After Knifings. So, I don't... Yeah. Can you guess what this is even about?
Stab Shoe?
Right. Nike has withdrawn...
Hold on. Nike made shoes for black people with knives in them. So
why
now,
black people?
Because black... You never read about a white kid jacking another white kid for his Nikes, do you?
That's true.
Okay.
That's
why Nike did this, because it's like, man, we're losing all of our clients, all of our customer base here. So if we put knives in the shoe, when someone comes up and is like, "Get me all Jordans, nigga," you can be like, "Shing, stab, fucking cut off his head and bowl with it," like that other story.
Why is it that every fucking girl I text when I come into town is like, "I'm with my boyfriend tonight"?
I know, right? That's what I'm talking about. But you hate your boyfriend. So fucking leave him or cheat on him with me or
town,
you.
A girl I met, I didn't meet her. I knew her. We were at the bar and she's like, "Oh my God, Adam's in town." She follows me outside of the bar and like up these stairs. We're like, her husband is downstairs at the bar.
Honking the horn. Hey, can you hurry it
and
up?
We're like upstairs making out and her husband's like right there.
Does that make you even more just like, yeah, bitch, yeah? Are you like kind of nervous, like, man, I don't know, I don't want to have to run with a hard on, because that's hard.
The worst part was that she called me later and she's like, "Meet me at my house."
And well, he's asleep.
Yeah.
Shh, we'll go in my son's bedroom. He's at camp.
Oh my God. Yeah, pretty much.
Would you do that? Because no. I totally would. No. I'm a go-getter.
I did go to her house. I just didn't go inside.
No. Oh.
Keep it in the
but
car.
I'm saying, would you do it in her son's bedroom if her son was at camp and her husband was asleep in the same house? What kind of man are you? Are
not,
you a ladies'
not,
man?
Not that kind of man.
No?
No, it would depend because this particular
could I beat
person's
up
husband is like 6'7".
Okay, that's what I was going to say. It depends on, am I going to get killed or do I have a fighting chance
the
here?
Guns in
is,
the house?
Is the pussy worth it?
And then this girl here tonight, this girl just texted me right now. She says, "I don't know what to do tonight." And I said, "I'll give you something to do. It involves nudity and whipped cream." And she says, "I bet so, but you have bad timing. I'm with my boyfriend. I'm really sorry, but I miss you."
I don't know what to do tonight. I'm with my boyfriend. It sucks. Then leave him. I know exactly. You're blonde, but think. Jesus fuck. What? Oh, God, I hate my boyfriend. Hey, you want to hang out? No, I'm with my boyfriend, but I hate it. Like, really, adult? Then go fucking cheat on him. Go home and be like, "Hey, eat out my pussy." Some semen comes out and he's like, "What's that?" And you're like, "Oh, I cheated on you." Problem solved.
Exactly.
Jesus fucking Christ, these bitches are gonna drive a nigga to fucking kill somebody. Maybe their boyfriend, and then they won't have boyfriends. Huh?
If only it works
it's
that way.
It's all natural selection, isn't it?
It pretty much is. I mean, if there's a lady...
Survival of the fittest.
Yes. And a lot of these women, once they get boyfriends, they start getting not so fit. And then it's just over from there.
Especially when they get
If
married.
I had... Oh, God. Every girlfriend almost that I've ever had, like, I see them now, and if they still live here and shit, and they're in a relationship, they're all fat and stuff. And I'm like, "God, you used to be so beautiful. What happened to you? You should have stayed with me, and now look, you're fucking..."
No, the one that you're talking about...
I'm talking about three different ones.
I know two of the three that you're talking about. One of them is turning into her mother.
Mega bitch.
The other one hooked up with, like, a big giant black guy and had 5 kids.
Wow.
See that?
Oh! I got her number the other day. She's like, "Hey, call me. My nigga's out of town." I'm like, "No. You popped out black children. I don't want my penis anywhere near there." Not because I'm racist, but because black guys have big dicks and it would be like just fucking something big.
Well, that and kids came out there too.
Right? You, holy shit, this is the guy that, remember, I was like, oh, and I asked my friend what it felt like to have sex with pregnant girls because we were younger and he had already done it. That was you. He's the guy that told me that. No, like sticking your fist in a jar of warm mayonnaise.
No.
That was
there's a difference between girls that have had kids and girls that are just fucking whores.
Well, right. But it started out like, because you were talking about pregnant girls and someone asked you like what it was like to fuck them and you're like, I remember that vividly. And this was also the guy. Remember that story I told? It was probably like 10 episodes ago. But when I was tripping on a LSD and trying to get into his car and the cop came and I just freaked out. Remember that? In front of the cop shop? You're like, hey, go out to my car and get my cigarettes. And I'm all just tripping. And I did. And the cop came by.
Was that when I lived over on...
across from the cop shop.
Yeah.
And he thought I was breaking into it. And you came out. And you're like, no, it's okay. Because I was just like, oh, shit. But yeah, dude. Oh, man. We have had some fucking close calls.
Yeah, I think I've known this guy since I was like 12.
Yeah. We go way back.
Yeah.
When by the library, that
whatever
was when I first
fucking,
met
like,
you.
Bike rides.
I have a mountain bike now.
I'm saying it like progressed from bike rides to like smoking meth in a closet.
That was exactly it.
How does it get to that point?
Where did we go?
There's no in between either.
Yeah, I know.
Bike rides, meth. Bike rides, acid.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Hey, let's go to the fair and smoking wet sticks. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, shove this pill up my ass. It's good. Like, where did we go wrong?
What happened to the glove?
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. I've been tested. Here, just use the cellophane. Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, I don't even think I can read any news after that.
I'm sorry.
That was priceless.
Okay, please continue.
All right.
But really, women. Seriously, okay? Seriously. Come on.
Paulo says you need to get laid soon.
Continue.
All right. Nike has withdrawn a range of trainers called Airstab from its London store following the recent spate of knife deaths in the UK. In the last couple of days, the company said it removed the shoes from its Nike Town store in Oxford Circus, given the current climate.
So they're just normal shoes.
I guess.
They're just called Stab?
Yeah.
Right. Like, do you think they did that on purpose? They're like, it's funny. Kids are getting killed for our shoes because our shoes
are
expensive.
Okay,
and we make...
Let me read some more. A total of 15 teenagers have been stabbed to death in the city this year.
You know
year.
What this means?
What?
More people have been killed over Nike shoes than have been killed over marijuana or from because of marijuana. That goes in the list. We're making a list of fatality rates of more fucked up things that have killed people more than pot, like the Nintendo Wii, Batman the
originally
Ride.
Originally, it was stuff that were legal.
That killed more. Now it's just anything that kills more people than pot. Right. We have a whole list of it and how many deaths. Abortion kills. Oh, by the way, we totally forgot to pray for abortions today.
We did.
Jesus.
That's all you.
Jesus fucking Christ. To whom it may concern, because that's how we atheists pray. To whom it may concern.
Oh, gotcha.
Please provide us here in the Flathead Valley and the world more abortions. To whoever it may concern's name, we pray. Amen.
I don't think we say
should
amen.
Should we say amen? What do we say? Sincerely?
Sincerely, the jam hole.
Yours truly, the jam hole.
Thanks, Bunch's heart, colon...
Right.
X's and O's. X's
and O's, baby. More X's, though. Yes. Dan from New Jersey says, bike rides, meth, what's the difference? Ha ha, come in. No. Okay, no. And he also says, whoa, the Nintendo Wii killed someone. It was in that Hold Your Wii for a Wii contest. That lady died from it. And then there was another one where the kid hung himself because his dad wouldn't let him play the Wii.
Yes.
So two deaths for the Wii. But still legal. Pot, not so much.
No.
But that's fine. Whatevs. WVs.
I'm over
WVs, man. I don't care.
So a spokesman for Nike said the name for running shoes came from stability and had nothing to do with knives.
Oh,
stable.
Hey, can you guys spin this in a positive manner? I mean, we only pay you, you know, $2,000 a week for a retainer.
Right.
You know what? Being released in November, the Reebok just got a cap busted in my ass.
Right? It has a pump, but when you pump it, it goes... I don't understand, like, anything that starts with stab, though, really, like... I don't know. Stability, though? I don't know. Because people that wear those shoes have stability
whatever
in their lives.
Whatever happened to the catapult?
Do you remember that? Was that L.A. Gear?
It was Adidas.
I thought it was L.A. Gear.
Or No, it was BK's, dude.
British
it was a
Knights
BK catapult.
Didn't have the catapult.
Yes, they did. It was either BK's or Adidas. It was one or the other.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was BK's.
L.A. Gear
not
catapult.
LA Gear. No.
Yeah, buddy. Don't you remember L.A. Gear?
No.
Really? Man,
did you just Google that?
I used to rock me some L.A. Gear.
Are you? No.
Yeah, dude. Catapult, the LA Gear equivalent of Air Jordans, a high-end basketball shoe and training shoe line. It made a comeback in the early 2000s.
I have been proven wrong.
And then the Regulator. Holy shit, I remember the Regulator. It was their answer to the Reebok Pump. God, people are stupid. We will buy anything.
Speaking of stupid, this story is as well.
Nice. So is that it for that story?
That is definitely it.
All right. Well, this one is called, Oops, Windows Not Tinted. Hey, don't touch the rubber on my paddle, please.
Oh, shit.
I don't have my paddle conditioner here.
Are you serious?
Ping pong paddle. You are a cunt. I'm going to go
you
kick your
geek.
Motorcycle over. God.
Holy shit.
I can't believe you just did that. Ooh. I bumped this enough on my own.
At least once every show.
Yeah, we've been counting. At least. I've been getting better, though. Okay, so this one is called, Oops, Windows Not Tinted. She thought the windows were tinted. Apparently they were not. An anonymous topless woman featured in yesterday's paper said she thought she was shielded from view by tinted glass at last Saturday's Blue Jays game at the Rogers Center. The woman was clearly visible through a hotel window that oversees the field, and Toronto Sun photographer, also huge scumbag, Dave Abel, captured her shapely image. Like, oh, there's a chick with... She's naked. Holy shit. And then they make the story out like, gotcha. She is going to sue for money.
Oh, yeah.
quote, the stag host told me that no one could see through it, said the former Sunshine girl. 26-year-old grad student who wishes to remain anonymous.
Is that like a Hooters girl?
Sunshine. I don't know. I was thinking like the Sunshine team cheerleaders.
We'll see. That's like a Hooters
girl. Maybe. The 26-year-old grad student who wishes to remain anonymous, even though she's naked all over the internet,
right.
Says she's
too late.
Yep. Oops. I thought it was tinted. My bad, Cap.
Joke is on you.
Yeah. Boy, don't you feel stark naked. She says she's been working as a hostess for a few years to pay for school.
She is a Hooters girl.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A hostess, also known as a cocktail waitress, also known as a whore.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, I'm not ashamed of what I do. There's nothing wrong with this, but not everyone knows I do this, she said. What? How did it go from I'm a hostess to pay for school to I'm not ashamed of what I do?
But
don't
not everyone
judge
knows.
Me. Don't judge what I do.
You know, it's funny. I spent last night with a girl she works at a strip club and Hooters.
Did you meet her boyfriend?
She did. Well,
nah.
She does have a boyfriend, but
yes,
no, I didn't meet
of
him.
Of course she does. You know, I
never,
think
every
what,
girl does.
What the problem is when we were younger and we were out, you know, having fun and having sex with lots of women.
Actually,
everyone,
no, you were having sex with lots of women. I was having sex with your girlfriend.
Yeah, but that's fine. you and my brother and everybody else I knew. But that's cool.
Cause, oh, wait, no, not that girlfriend.
Oh. Wow.
No.
You had sex with all my girlfriends.
No, just
do
one.
You
just
remember
one.
That time we tag teamed that one chick? Can I talk about this? Because that was my first.
That's what you need to
strike
do.
That from the record. No, because that was like the only threesome I'd ever been in. And now that you're on the show, I thought that was kind of cool.
That's really great.
And you know what? I had sex with her by myself like a week after that. And
yeah.
I was so just like, God, I can't believe I did that. I don't know, dude. Like my bed stunk. And it was just.
Gross.
She's like, can I stay the night? I'm like, no, my dad probably wouldn't like that.
I don't even
that.
Remember who that.
Mary?
Oh, God. Mary? Okay. Okay, got it. Okay, who is now a what, she says she's a dancer in New York now or something.
Really? Yeah, right. I think I saw her on Crack Whore Confessions.
Jerry Springer. Well, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you remember the girl from Kansas City?
Which
Nikki?
One?
Nikki.
Yes, the one I, yes.
Did you, okay, not only did she move on to direct and star in clown porn.
Clown porn?
What? Yes,
she
is
was,
one of the stars
see,
in clown
when we were
porn.
In Kansas City, there was this house, thank you, just set that anywhere. There was this house that was rigged with cameras.
Not that Nikki, my ex Nikki, not your ex Nikki.
suck them? Suck them off?
No. My ex Nikki from Kansas City, the blonde.
Oh.
I don't even know if you were there.
I don't know
then.
If I was. I remember.
Okay, so I dated this girl for like 2 years. I lived with her, and now she's like married to one of the guys from Nine Inch Nails. She's a porn
really?
Star.
Really?
Wow.
She like does stuff for Hustler and Vivid, and she was in clown porn.
Should have held on to that one, man. I mean, just if
dude,
not
that's
just,
a keeper
just
right
for
there.
The clown porn. I was talking about this other Nikki that
crack
she lived.
Whore,
yeah,
dude.
We did a lot
she
of crack. Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. There was this house that was rigged with cameras and shit.
Really?
And what they would do is just go to these parties and bring guys home and just fuck them while it was recording and shit.
Yeah.
And
wow.
It would stream on the internet.
Really?
You had to sign a waiver.
So
when you
I may really? Or may not, you may also or may not be in a porn somewhere.
No, no.
On,
see,
somewhere
I,
on the
I
internet.
I let her blow me, but it was only in the basement where there was no cameras.
Oh, really? See,
then,
I
yeah,
fucked
see,
her
I let
in
her
room.
And then she's like, well, what do I get? And I'm like, nothing, thanks.
Semen? But yeah, I did. Wow.
Yeah,
I,
a load
that's
in your mouth.
Weird. Those were good times. That was back when we used to trade pizzas to the black's dead downstairs neighbors for fucking formaldehyde cigarettes.
Wow.
Do you remember that? I remember smoking it, and then I remember going, I am never doing this
again.
Yeah,
how was that?
It was the I don't even know how to explain it. It is the weirdest. Like, you just get stuck, and, like, the whole time you're just like, God, I hope I come out normal. God, I hope I. Because you were just so fucked up. You're like, I can't function like this. I hope this wears off.
What did you do?
What?
Just sit there?
Pretty much. Sat there and went, oh.
See, I would come home from work. There'd be, like, 15 people in my bedroom smoking wet sticks. And I'm like, they're all just, like, there.
Yeah.
Like, I can't move.
We
them.
Couldn't
like,
be anywhere yeah. else because yeah. we were fucked up.
Yeah, so I'd pretty much get my room taken over and I'd go and,
yeah. Eat ecstasy.
Pretty much, yeah.
Go ride roller coasters. God, that was so much fun. Okay, anyway. She said going topless is not an uncommon request for stag parties and other girls working the party as well. So, yes, you are correct. She is probably a stripper. Blue Jays president and CEO Paul Godfrey says, please don't sue me, bitch. Quote, it may be legal to walk the streets topless, but not at the Rogers Center, said Godfrey. Even t-shirts with offensive messages are not allowed in the stadium, he said. Like, there was this one time, man, this kid had a t-shirt, and it said Blue Jays sucked, and I said, hey, you're gonna have to change your shirt. I said, hey, you want to take your shirt off? I'll buy you pizza later.
And I said, yeah!
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 Oh, let's do it! That's not for me, man! Oh, God. The topless...
We got to play that on the
we
next show.
We will.
Now.
Don't worry. The topless lady did not disclose which company she worked for, but plans to quit after the exposure. She was quoted as saying, this is the kind of exposure a bitch needs to get her own reality TV show.
Sounds like she needed to disclose her legs.
Right. Oh! Yes! Woo!
Gay high five.
Gay high five time. Should we jump high five, bump chest?
Be like, yeah!
Yeah, brosive. That was sick. Holy shit, that was good though. Like quote, that. Everyone's been contacting me, asking me what I was doing and how this will ruin my career, she said. She also said, no, this is just what my career needed. Mm. I mean, if you think about it, over the course of the history of media, what is the go-to thing when people's careers are on the outs?
Right.
Sex videos.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, how did that get leaked? Oh, I don't know. You're a PR person, maybe?
Maybe.
Because you said, hair, put this on the internet? You fucking, ugh. But people are like, oh my God, there's a new sex tape. They must be cool again. Like, no. They do that out of desperation, but
right.
You're too stupid to realize that. And that makes me a sad panda.
Sad panda.
The photos prompted high web traffic with 200,000 hits on the Sun website, over a quarter of the site's daily views, which pretty
wow.
much just goes to show you that all you have to do to get popular is have tits and a vagina.
Yes.
That
and have naked pictures of you.
If only I was a woman, man, I would... I would have so much
yeah.
fucking
I would,
money. I would, oh God, I would douche myself with money if I was a girl.
Could you do that?
I could. I would grind it up into a powder and then make a solution of it.
Oh,
probably
just
a,
like
a
the cure for
one.
AIDS. Is this pure
yes!
money injected?
Yes.
Right.
Well, I wouldn't inject it because I don't, you know, do that kind of
no,
shit anymore.
Done
but
with that.
I would definitely, you know, drink it and douche
right.
with it.
Right.
Fucking A. Well, let's see. Yeah, that is it for that story.
So,
basically, That hi. Let's not have that. No, come Whoa. On. I need that for the shit. You that is cold, you prick.
Burr.
I know, burr, nigger. Oh yeah, just knock that down.
Did you go out and huff that just now, or what?
Yeah, I look at him. He is effed up. So yeah, that is it for that story.
I think you know what I think. I think we should get to some of those Craigslist.
No, we will do that after we do some news.
That's better than the news we got. That story's decent.
Okay, well, how long are we in here, professional?
We are 44
Okay,
minutes.
Do that one. I'm going to do one more, and then we'll do some Craigslist.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll finish up doing some news.
This one's called Python Found in Washer Going on Display.
A python?
Yes.
Like a snake?
Right.
Like a trouser snake? Yay!
Have okay. you found any of those in your clothes yet?
No, just the one in my pants.
Oh, cool. All right.
It's more like a worm.
Wow.
A worm.
I'll give that a ding. All right.
That's good.
I'll play that game.
So this is from Maine. An 8-foot-long snake found in Maine woman's washing machine will go on display at a wildlife park Friday.
Do you think that was more than she bargained for?
Probably.
Probably. Well, honey, you said it was big, but oh, God, it's hissing at me. Why is there a rattle at the end of it?
8 feet long. It must have been a black snake.
Could you? Oh, oh my God. Holy shit. You, my friend, are on a roll today.
I am.
The disclose your legs joke and
he
now
missed
this.
That one. He
yeah.
Was
oh, God, that was gold. Cause I said something about full disclosure, and he's like, she should disclose her.
Well, because she's a whore. I mean, she's
I know. It's not as funny the second time. No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But that, thank you.
Yes. The station earlier reported that a woman checking her laundry Wednesday afternoon found the snake wrapped up around the clothes inside the washing machine in her home.
You think she, like, looked down at it and, like, they made eye contact and she kind of, like, looked at her vagina and then looked at the snake again and then, like, looked at her vagina and then
the
looked
snake,
at the snake
like,
and the snake
little.
Was like,
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Dude, if you were a snake, could you imagine just like going up in a vagina? Like, I don't know. I'd have to have like LED
you know,
lights
some of
and
us
shit.
Have actually seen a vagina before, Matt.
Really? Well, yeah. Oh, man. The closest I came was his asshole, and that just, I don't know. It kind of looks like a vagina now, though.
I hope you're talking
Prolapse.
About your brother, not me.
No, I'm talking about him.
Oh, him.
Oh, great. All right.
Little Ray Ray over here, as I like to call him. Hey, you want to take your shirt off? I'll buy some pizza.
Oh my, yeah.
It's a joke.
Uh-huh.
It's this whole, like...
I was wondering what all these weird, like, cylindrical objects were for around here.
No, those are dildos. But no, it was a PSA to show that even black children can get molested. And it, like, it's these two black dudes, like, an older black guy and then, like, the younger one. And he's like, oh, man, you've been working out? You're getting ripped. How about you take your shirt off? We'll go eat pizza later. And he's like
oh, yeah,
yeah,
that sounds
yeah.
Nice.
He's like, yeah. Yeah, man. He's like, oh, how about I rub your shoulder? Yeah, does that feel good? Let's go take a shower. And then, like, it cuts to, like, the kid in the shower, and the old guy comes in, and he starts, like, touching him. He's like, that's not for me, man. That's not for me. And then it cuts again, and he comes back later, and he's like, I want to give you some money. Let's just keep this between me and you. Don't tell your parents.
Nice.
And then at the end, it says, see, even niggers get molested. Ding. I don't really say that.
No.
Does that make me racist?
Yeah, I don't know. Are you racist?
Yeah, no.
Are you racist?
No, sir.
Then I guess it doesn't.
I am not. But I laugh every time I see that poster.
Yes.
Yes. These colors don't run.
So the snake somehow got into the water pipes of the 1800s era farmhouse.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Like, she was like, oh, God, a snake. Ah, penis. Oh, my God, penis. And then she fucking grabbed it and, like, wrestled it and tried to flush it down the toilet.
She's probably too scared.
Yeah,
you
probably.
You think a woman would
It probably
do
just went in the toilet on its own, of its own.
Its own free will.
Yeah. It's like, hey, this looks good.
And it slithered up its way to the second floor.
Here, here.
Here, here.
To second base. You know what I mean. Thank you.
Mara Ranger said that when her load...
I'm not going mean, to touch
her,
it.
Her load of laundry was done.
I appreciate the setup, sir. But we're in a hurry right now.
She reached into the machine and felt something move.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Gives a little quiver.
Hey, was that the ghost in the machine? I was just curious.
What?
I'm not even making jokes.
I don't know
kidding.
What you mean by that.
The ghost
why.
In the... Oh, my
How old
God.
Are you?
I know, dude.
You're 18. Okay.
actually, I'm 17 and a half.
I do. I don't think he knows Ghost in the Shell.
Probably not.
Oh, I know Ghost in the Shell.
Well, then, what did I say? Ghost in the Machine.
Yeah. Which is a movie.
Right,
also.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know about the movie.
Fuck me and my show. All right.
Wow. All right.
Thank you.
So,
I'm like the old guy in this room. What the fuck?
You're like two years.
Yeah.
But you have a lot of gray.
Hey.
And I can pass for 20.
You don't have to tell
I hope a plane lands on your face.
When I... Wow.
Wow, that's a terrible, terrible thing
to
wish
upon
someone.
And you're Jewish. What the F? No, but... Oh, man. I had just... This was back when I first started this job, and I was doing water, and I had shaved and stuff, and I was delivering in the high school, and one of the fucking hall monitors actually came up because I didn't bring jugs in. Yeah. She's like, do you have a hall pass? And then she was like, take your hat off because I had a hat. I'm like, excuse me? She's like, aren't you supposed to be in class right now? I'm like, no. Look at the shirt. Idiot. It just like I can pass if I needed to.
Male escort service.
Right. Oh god, that's how I get all these hot 17-year-old coons.
Hey, my name's Dick. How you doing?
Looking for a place to crash tonight, if you know what I mean.
I have Guitar Hero. No, but, you want to come over?
I'm just gonna go make cookies. Have a seat. Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. What are you doing?
Being stupid.
quote. I take my jeans out, and then I put my hand back in there to get more, and something moved under my hand, Ranger said. I jumped back, and all of a sudden, its head starts coming out of the washing machine. It looked huge.
Oh, that's what she said! Yes! I was waiting for someone to make that one, but you guys didn't.
Just came to the fucking door. Is there somebody at the counter bell? You need like a
Gonna get one of those and we're gonna set it on the bell so it's like ding.
Yeah, like a bicorn. Nice.
Yeah, like at
totally.
The same time.
Apollo says, around your town, the odds are that a plane might land on your face or an old fart will run into it.
Yeah, well, there's already been two planes.
I know. That's what he's. Yeah, yeah. Because see, Apollo reads our local news here.
Right.
Because we talk shit on the Flathead Beacon, and we get all those people.
Just crashed here,
yeah, we get people so pissed at us. Our last two episodes, we read excerpts from the Flathead Beacon comments that I was leaving, and they're all like, we're Christians, but Matt should die and burn in hell. Like,
and get dragged behind a car.
Yeah, like total hypocrite. It's so funny to get a rise out of them. I love it.
Yeah, they hate you so much.
I haven't gotten any rocks with little cross-shaped messages
thrown
through my window.
That would be
kind of
like saying something non-hippie to the Missoula Independent.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. It's just like that. Oh, God, we should start picking on them next.
That's a good idea.
Missoula Independent, I'm coming for you.
You're next.
Spread them.
Ranger said she closed the lid but fought her fear and did not slam it to avoid hurting the snake. Do you really care? She's like, I'm going to need you for later.
Yeah. She went and bought a big giant tub of Vaseline in an aquarium. Fucking went, here you go.
And just straddled it.
Yeah. Doesn't this thing get hard? What the fuck? Oh, man.
Start smacking it.
See, because if it was me and I found it, I would have killed it, gutted it, and then used it as an inside-out vagina. You could just go as deep and deep, like 8 feet
Poor
deep.
Poor Matt, though. He dates all these redneck girls, and every time they, you know, see his dick, it makes him want to go fishing.
Wow. Comedy.
Oh,
and
good.
Truth, also. Whoa. Lava lamp. Whoa. You almost just knocked it
Whoa.
Over.
Hey. Buddy Jesus is protecting it.
Buddy Christ. Yeah, he is. Look, he's nodding. Dude!
Oh!
I cannot believe you just fucking did that.
Just after you said
it. Did you break it?
No. Is the chair, like, attached?
No, it keeps hitting the fucking bookshelf.
That's why
Pooch! Way to derail the show and break my lava lamp.
It's okay.
It's not okay. It's got a big crack in it.
Does it?
Does the light bulb even work anymore?
Dude, can you shut
Maybe.
Up and talk?
I'm sad now. Okay, please continue.
Sad panda.
I am sad. No, bump it again, really.
Please.
Christ, dude, really? Please be nice
I'm
to that.
I'm trying to scoot up here.
Okay, well, stand up, scoot the chair in, and then sit back down on it.
So, getting the twisted snake into
you know,
a bag.
Hitler was on to something. That's all I'm saying, okay? Hitler was on to something. Hey!
Oh!
I'm not interrupting. Oh, I'm going to have everybody call your radio show and just...
No, that's the one. You cannot say anything about where I work.
406.
No.
So getting the Twisted Snake into a bag proved to be harder than expected as a snake.
It usually is.
The snake made a mad dash toward the crowd that gathered around the washing machine.
There was people, like, not even helping her, just watching.
They're
like,
just watching
her,
like, oh, I gotta watch
check
this.
Check this out. $5 says she fucks it. I'll take that action. $5.
Cool. I had the Willy Willies, and I'm not kidding.
The Willy Willies.
The Willy. I had a Willy Willy. Oh, my God. Is that like a wet Willy? Because, you know, her vagina was...
It will be a wet Willy.
Thank you. Okay. Is that it for that story?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this one is... Oh, we got to get into a little brutality here. This one is called New York City Gang Used Torture to Rob Rival Drug Dealers.
Oh, wait. Dan says, the people on the Flathead Beacon are a bunch of retards. The more Matt offends them, the funnier it gets.
I know, right? That's why we do that.
What is the Beacon? Is that the...
It's the Inner Lakes... competition.
The other inner.
Wait, is that the little thing up in the mall in Whitefish? Like that thing?
I don't know what you're talking about. Like no, they have a building here and stuff. It's not like it's a little newspaper. Yeah, flatbeacon.com.
Yeah, isn't it the one that's out of the mall in Whitefish? Like the little.
They
tiny
might
paper?
Have a place there, but their main office is here in Kalispell.
Huh.
Yeah. But yeah, and actually the editor of the Flathead Beacon is kind of a fan of ours now.
Yes.
He started listening. He's like, yeah, you guys are funny and I'll be listening. Just, you know.
But I had to delete some of your comments.
Yeah, because they were getting a little out of hand. But ever since we started commenting on it, those threads have been the most commented, like, ever. Like, with 30, 35 comments. Because people can't stay away, you know? They hit the button that says, email me back whenever Matt says something fucked up. And then I say, and they have to keep coming back.
Right, they can't
resist. No matter what, they just keep going.
Which
it's
is
awesome.
Good. I'm
yeah,
glad,
and they're all old and shit. So I need to get this done before they die. Because then, you know.
Right.
Who else?
There's only so many.
Yeah. Dan says, the people at... Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead. Oh, they don't know that Matt's tears cure cancer. Too bad he never cries. That is so true. My tears do cure cancer.
I'm pretty sure that was a Chuck Norris joke.
Oh,
that
no.
That was.
But he
that
said me, and they do. So fuck off.
Like when Chuck Norris. What,
yeah, I know.
When
he
Chuck
never,
Norris
don't.
Goes into the. Yeah. Okay. Ocean, Poo-choo. He doesn't get wet. The ocean Poo-choo. Gets Norris'd.
Wow. How did that ever come to be? Like, why Chuck? Like, why not
know.
Seagal or Van Damme? Why was it him?
Because his name is Chuck.
Chuck that's Norris.
If his name was Butch, it would be even like...
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Plus, he has that show, Texas Ranger. It's just like the worst thing ever.
Hey, don't mess with Texas.
Dude, it's such a bad show. His acting is so terrible.
Hey.
It's ridiculous.
He doesn't have to act. He's Chuck Norris.
I know.
That's right.
Hey,
he's
the
not even
script.
Acting. The show just molds itself around.
Right.
Chuckifies it. All right, this one comes out of New York. They bound their victims with duct tape, beat them, and held guns to their heads. When that didn't work, the bandits applied pliers to their genitals and pressed hot irons to the soles of their feet.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
No.
They.
Wow.
You
and
wanna
what were they trying to get from these guys?
Drugs or money. Money. Oh, holy shit. Hold on. They also held their victims' heads underwater in a bathtub. Just, you know, basic, everyday.
Yeah.
All these torture techniques were on that show, 24.
Really?
Yeah. You ever watched 24?
No.
Awesome show. Prosecutors say the torture was inflicted by a brazen New York gang that impersonated police officers and preyed on rival drug dealers along the East Coast, stealing their money and their cocaine. And I've said it once,
double whammy.
I'll say it again, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I think Rick James said it first.
Well, yeah, but I said it once.
Well, did you hear about what the gangbangers in L.A. are doing?
Not at all.
They're actually, because, you know, gas is so expensive, and they can't afford to apparently put gas in. Like, they can afford bullets, but they can't afford to put gas in their tanks.
Well, yeah, bullets are way cheaper.
So
than
they're using their bicycles to do drive-bys.
We read one of
really?
Those. We read one of those stories.
Yeah, shit.
The that's... drive-by shooting on a bicycle?
Yeah.
Drive-by biking?
Is that what it was because of, though?
I don't know. But
see, what I was thinking is that we talked about this in another episode, but that instead of people, like, carjacking people, they're gonna like jack them. They're gonna be like, how full is your gas tank? And then if it's on full, like, you're done. So hey, if
they're
you get gas,
scooter jacking for
five
better
bucks,
economy,
$5 at a time, man. Don't top it off. So that is a great idea, though. If you were a gang, like you had thugs, guns, money, drugs, power, all that shit. And you wanted to get more of it because that's what you do. You know, you're a gang. You can't just be like, oh, I think we have enough, guys. What do you say?
You gotta keep
barbecue,
doing hood rat
my
shit.
Place, chicken, watermelon, grits, huh? You know what I mean. All right, come on. But yeah, so you would fucking, I mean, that's a great way because you know they're not going to call the cops, obviously, because they're rival drug dealers. You know they have drugs if they're on their game.
Well, yeah.
So you're like, let's dress up as cops and just, you know, because what are they, here, take our drugs. Because then you don't even have to be violent, you know. You can be like, well, give us this and this will just kind of go away. Little do they know you're actually, you know, Jose Cuervo from up the street. Fucking, now you're selling their drugs.
Undercover.
Yeah, so this is pretty fucking out of control here. The crime spree netted more than 1,650 pounds of cocaine, worth an estimated $20 million, and also $4 million in cash.
I'm so jealous.
At least 100 people were injured. At least.
Wow, at least.
I know. I mean, at least that happened. But that just... $20 million.
That's so much.
We are in the wrong business, my friend.
<you're> correct.
I think selling cocaine is where it's at. We need to move to New York.
Hang out with Keith.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Cocaine. All right. Let's see. The gang was breathtaking in the scope of its crimes. Yeah, way to go, guys. Yeah, let's sensationalize this. That's cool. I'd rather just make
fun
of
giving us a good idea.
Yeah, fuck. You think you could do that around here, like dress up as the sheriff's posse and go kick down doors at the Rose Bar and be like, give me all your meth now! Down on the ground! I'll shoot! You know?
Probably.
Like, give me your money, it'd be like fucking $10 all in ones and some fucking ho-hos. This is all I got, man. Come on. Let's see. Danger it posed to our communities. Court papers in a recent interview. Who gives a fuck? Oh, the gang and the illegal immigrant who masterminded its operation for over 3 years. Illegal immigrant, even.
Wow.
See? It's people like this, man. They took our jobs.
Yeah, not only are they selling drugs, they're stealing cars, they're kicking the shit out of people,
they're
burning them, but
sex
oh no.
With our women? What the fuck?
They're
taking
also
all the good
breaking
jobs.
Immigration laws.
Oh,
jeez.
That's where I put my foot down. I don't know about you, but close our borders. America first.
Right. What do you think is going to build the fence?
All right, we'll build the fence and then close our borders.
Yes. Okay, we'll pretend you can come over, and then
you
once
can,
the fence is done.
You
gone.
Can come every cotton season. Oh, wait, you know, it's not cotton anymore. Like, every orange season.
Right.
The Chinese are way better at building walls.
Did you hear about what happened up here? They get their asses beat around
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah, you heard we actually
in
did
the
that
Bitterroot?
Story down in Missoula. Yeah.
Really? We did that here. Amazing.
Was that your brother? Because it totally happened in Marion.
No, it was me, actually, because we were totally up there, and I'm totally racist.
Yeah, so I hear.
Yeah, so the Flathead Beacon says. But no, that just, really? Do you want to go... Pick
oh,
those
is
mushrooms.
This why Matt's on the whole I'm not a racist trip? Because the Beacon said he was a racist?
No, not the Beacon, just people on there. Just so we have to bring it back to that every now and then.
I'm Matt and I'm not a racist.
Hi, my name's Matt and I love niggers.
I'm Al Gore and I approve this message.
Nice. Acosta de Vargas, 36, has pleaded not guilty. Said one me. To robbery, conspiracy, drug dealing, and an array of why is this fucking ad in my way? God, I hate that. Look, and you close it, and it doesn't close it. It opens the actual ad.
Holy shit!
Fuck!
Can you read around it?
No,
it's like right in the middle of the screen.
It's right like the it cuts off, and you can't close it where it says close. Damn you, Altel! Yeah, now open.
Oh,
cool. I appreciate that. Okay, there, now it's gone. You just had to open it for it to go away. Wow, professionals.
Yeah.
He's pleaded not guilty to robbery, conspiracy, drug dealing, and an array of other crimes and faces 40 years to life behind bars if convicted.
Really,
his attorney said...
radio show that doesn't have a printer?
Hey, we used to, but he broke it, and we can't afford ink.
I didn't break it, but, you know.
But we can't afford
ink. Did you
put
your snake in it?
Yeah. Yes. That's how I tried to fix it. But no,
like
we used to read
things.
But you know, also when we had the stories on paper, the cat would like take pieces of them, so I'd be reading like half the story and the other half is all
chewed up.
Cats
are such wonderful animals, aren't they?
Well, now we do this and we don't have to do it. They're better than fucking dogs. Dogs are disgusting. They stink and they shit and they don't do anything. But look, I taught them how to sit. Yay for me. But my kid can't fucking read. Cool. Adult. Let's have a family reunion.
Sounds like Matt had some issues with the attention the dog got when he was a kid.
Is there something
you want to talk about, Matt?
Your parents did have dogs.
If we weren't already an hour already into this episode, I would. But
you know what? It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Well,
I know you got some dogs up
just
at your mom's
Let
house.
It all
it's
out.
Okay. What happened?
No, this started way before that motherfucker.
What? Your ex girlfriend maybe was yeah. With
I
the
think
dog?
It's yeah. tear shed and time.
Yeah, the dog's name was Adam. Moving on. By the what? You know what? Basically, that's about it for that story. Oh, hold on. One victim told investigators that during an 05 abduction, two gang members applied a pair of pliers to the victim's testicles. I'm sorry. But again, if I was a billionaire, I would have paid $1 million to have been there when that happened, just so I could be like, oh, damn.
Dan says, it's fun to switch Chuck's name with Matt's name with the jokes. For example, if you look at Matt while he is smiling, your entire family will get AIDS.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Pick on Matt Day. Cool. Now give me money. All right. Let's see. Could you imagine having your testicles in pliers by a big, what is he, Mexican guy?
Negative.
Dave Vargas?
I cannot.
Will you go grab my tool bag real quick?
You know, because it's Bash on Matt Day, I would have to say that if they were to do that to you, they would have to use needle nose.
Yes, a needle dick joke.
No,
funny.
They just get the tweezers over there.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
You're like popping a zit.
Jesus Christ. Here, would you care to sit here and pilot the rest of the show?
I'll just shut up now.
Okay. So that's really about it. They just... Some shit happened. Cocaine, hell of a drug still. Please, all right, well, that is broken. So, yeah, let's. We're going to get
Craigslist
into
time.
A little local Craigslist here. Oh, God. I don't even know where to start.
What was that one we
Casual
were going to read?
Encounters?
Yeah, that one, right? That's a good one.
Discreet dater seeks same in return. 25, Montana. Mm. Sometimes I can spray a guy's face if he eats me right. And you're not taken already. Amazing.
Wow.
I love to
That's
teach.
That's a keeper.
Oh, it gets better. I love to teach guys how to use their tongues on me, because if a guy knows how to use his tongue, then there's no need for him to be hung. Wow. See? I can use my tongue.
Nice rhyme.
I know. So there's no need for him to be hung. It is so erotic to watch men drink my cum when I squirt all over their face. Holy shit, dude. This is making my dick
I can't
dick
believe
hard.
You didn't know about this.
I did
See, Matt's,
not.
Matt's looking in the I lost you and I need to find you section.
I was looking in the men looking for men to see if your name came up. thank you. I love it when men aren't afraid to lick both holes. Oh,
wow.
Hey. Come here and lick my asshole. I need another cigarette. Hold on. Hey, that's what I call spread 'em. Oh, wow. God. I don't poop first because I like them to be surprised. I'm looking for a guy who is open-minded
wow.
and wants to learn to
Thanks
make girls
heads up.
Cream in his mouth or squirt. Have you ever had a squirter before?
Only your mom.
Oh, okay. She is a squirter. You know, I taught
Even
her
Matt
that trick.
Knows.
I know. The key is you got to fill them up with liquid first, like with a turkey baster, and then you fuck them. And then when they come, it just... Because girls don't do that naturally. I don't know if you know this or not, right. But this is not a natural. And if they did, it's because they just douched earlier that evening, and that's what was spraying all over your face.
Mm. Mm. Tasty.
Is that so masochism?
When they're about to come, you just like hold a salad in front of that shit?
Yes. A little fucking salt and pepper. That is hot shit. If you're interested in having some fun, just a little at first, then maybe more serious fun later. You can't.
She's talking about like double anal fisting.
I know,
but I have a little bit of fun first. Like, what is more? Yeah.
And then, hey, maybe wake up Sunday, breakfast in bed, then we go to church and ask God to forgive you for licking both holes. That's so sexy the way she said. It's not like, oh, I want you to eat out my asshole. It's like, I love it when you lick both holes. Like, oh God,
lick my holes.
Yeah, really. Well, you're turning me on.
There are 9 orifices on the human body.
Yeah.
Yeah. That I'm just saying, maybe she's not talking about that one.
My nostril hole? I mean, really? My ear holes? What are you talking about?
Hey,
I want
ear
you,
sex is the
I
best.
Want you, I have 2 fake eyes. I'm blind. I want you to just flick them out and fuck them. Yeah. See, who needs a Foley stage when we have this motherfucker? Yeah. Oh, God. Let's see. The stronger I come, the stronger you will, I promise. Women are not like men. When we come, we want to fucked harder. We want to fucked harder.
Want to fuck?
I guess. Yeah, I was gonna say you can't have everything. I guess either it's DVDA or she's smart. I mean, I don't know. I'd go with the DVDA.
Someone
personally
fucked her in the ear too many times.
Hey, how do you like it? This is like Burger King. I do it your way. I'll have the number 2 in my asshole. I'm sorry. If you're serious about meeting up with me, then email me and check out my pics here at casualsexfriends.com under Hot Friction. I think some of these are spam.
Hi, my name's Hot Friction.
Just call me crazy, but I think they're spam. Some of them.
Or they're just jokes.
Well, look, did any of them actually have the city name next to them?
Yeah, Great Falls.
Then click on the city name.
Okay. Oh, this posting has been flagged for MUFL. Alrighty,
you know
then.
Because it's an actual, like, the ones with the city names next to them.
Oh, really here. Like, this one says, want to be tag team, Bozeman, with a pick. Oh, a pick of an asshole. Oh, come on, man.
Wow.
Come on. Looking for two hot guys with big cocks to take turns pounding my ass. Hit me up, literally. I promise I won't drop poop all over your house when I leave.
Shit
this one
must just fall out over her ass now. She must not even push.
Fun anyone? 25. So, I have a nice big hard cock and need somewhere to put it. Can you help? We should email him back and be like, I have a garbage disposal.
Wait, did you click on the casual encounters men looking for
no,
men?
No, it's just casual encounters.
Oh, okay.
There's no sex.
I like how you tried to trip me up there, though. And no, I did not. We'll be in Missoula Wednesday, July 23rd. Ooh, that's this week. 48.
Hey, we
year...
have some.
Oh, this is good. 40...
I think we have our first fight in the chat room.
Really?
Yes.
A fight? A fight? A nigger and a white?
Yes.
Oh. Oh! Dan just fucking. Oh. Wow.
Dan.
What are you doing? What started that?
I don't know. He
wait,
called her a
Dan...
whore.
Wait, yeah, I know. How you... Damn it. That's not. It's not fucking working again. Oh, it was Rochelle.
It was.
Nice, Dan. Nice. What's not working for her? I can't explain how to make
someone,
that work any simpler.
It's...
I understand you're blonde, but maybe don't eat so much acid. I'm just saying. Or maybe it's her boyfriend knocking her around. That's why she's dumb now.
I have no idea.
I don't know. You need to get up in that shit.
Yeah.
She comes to your house every day. I don't know if her boyfriend knows this or not, but I'm sick of this.
Probably
I'm sick
not.
Of her playing you. Rochelle, I have his number. I will call him and fuck him up. If you don't dump him, you have 3 days. Starting
three
now.
Days.
That's all I'm saying. All right.
You
we'll
will
be
die in 7 days.
7 days. Countdown. This will be in Missoula. 48-year young businessman from hell. Why is this dudes? Damn it. We should set up some of these dudes. Like, totally F with them. Did I mention that now I know a, what's it called? An escort service lady in Missoula that I used to work with here in Kalispell?
Wait, Shauna?
No.
Oh, okay.
Summer is her stage name.
Oh, I was talking about a girl named Shauna, and that's her real name.
Oh, nice. What's her last name?
I don't know, but she's an escort.
All right. Well, anyway, 48-year young businessman from Helena will be in Missoula Wednesday, July 23rd. You going to be home by then?
Here.
Comedy. Okay. Looking for fun-loving, clean female for discreet sex. Meet first for coffee or drinks to see if you're not ugly. To see if there's mutual. I mean, that's what it means.
Right.
Mutual attraction.
Yeah.
Make sure you're not
I'll
a big fat
I'll be the one with
pig.
The red flower in my hair.
Right. I'll be the one with the big giant beer gut and the walker. All right. See you there. Me, single, white, what? SWPM? What the fuck does that mean? You know, what is that?
Single white professional male or something.
I'm a professional male.
I don't know if that's
a man.
P is. Maybe it's Puerto Rican.
I'm a man professionally, okay?
Pint size?
Pint size, that could be.
Single
handsome,
white.
Handsome, affectionate, passionate. Are you looking for passion? Because look no further if you are. I am passionate about my discreet sex. I mean, really? It's sex, dude. Come on. Blue eyes, brown hair, 5'10". You? Question mark. Contact.
So I got this text from this girl. It was probably like 2 weeks ago. It was down in Missoula. And she texted me because I had run into her at a bar a couple weeks before that. And she says, do you want to fuck? And I'm like, well, yeah, call me when you're leaving the bar. And she's like, oh, I might not be able to tonight, but we'll hook up sometime. So 2 weeks later, she texts me. She's like, hey, we need to hook up tonight. I'm like, okay. And she says, but I want to do it all dirty style. We're either going to fuck in my truck or we're going to go into the Elks and do it in there.
Mm, the Elks.
I'm like,
yeah, buddy.
No, we both used to work there together.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. So anyway, and she I'm not going to say whether or not I met up with her that night, but I...
He did.
She
that means yes.
I know, because if you didn't, you'd be like, yeah, I never did, but...
So the next week, I'm DJing a wedding, and she's at the wedding.
Getting married.
Mm. No, not getting married.
Oh, okay, that would have been good.
She was one of the bridesmaids.
Cheers, mate.
The one that brought all the kegs to the wedding. But same thing happened. She gets all wasted, and she's like, come to my truck with me.
Well, women are such fucking whores. Granted, yeah. If I had a vagina, holy shit, I would be the richest, most powerful whore
ever. You know,
ever.
If you had a pussy, I'd have fucked you by now.
I would have let you by now for a little money.
You do got a pretty mouth there.
I sure do. Maybe we can arrange something for a ride on that motorbike of yours.
Whoa!
No!
So, want to hike up a mountain and do it at the top? Hmm?
I don't want to have to work
for
it.
Will you carry me up the mountain?
Yeah. Can we just drive up Lone Pine?
Right? And then do it in the car? I don't know. No? So, I have an idea and I'm looking for a woman who might be interested. And if you're not, then, you know, I'll still do it.
Yeah, whatever.
You just won't like it as much. It's very nice outside this time of year. I think it would be fun to hike up an area. Hike up your skirt. Oh! Oh, yeah.
You're going to break the
I'm
test.
I'm going to totally. I apologize. Be fun to hike up an area with a woman and have sex at the top. I'll let you pick the place to hike if you want or if you don't trust me, because that's kind of weird.
Why doesn't he just climb her
peaks? Oh, here's how it would go. Ah! What?
Unless he's flat-chested, then
wow,
I guess.
Wow, man, that's awesome.
No?
All right. You just scale her nipples.
Release Dante's Inferno there. Here's how it would go. We meet up. Wherever you like. Mm. I'm not picky. No. I have a car. Anywhere.
As long as we're fucking.
We pick a spot to go hiking with a specific endpoint destination. X marks the spot. Actually, XXX, right? Triple X. Okay. Yeah. When we get there, we have a nice hike and can get to know each other a little. Not too much, because I really don't care.
Right.
I'm just, you know, killing the awkward silence that we're about to have sex outside. I enjoy good conversation and hiking around in the woods, which is why I'm putting ads up on Craigslist. When we get to the final destination, Death's Design, we stop talking. You stop talking. Take down my pants and do it like the animals in the wild we are. Holy shit.
Wow.
I'm in. Where do I sign up?
Because nothing says you've had a great hike like a sandwich and a big cock in your face.
Ting! That's the jam hole promise. All right. It would be just us and anyone else that happened to be hiking up there.
And the Montana Conservation Corps.
That big bunch of lesbians. Don't mind them. So when they send in, never mind.
Maybe I'll watch them. Can I have some of that?
I was going to make a feminist hate mail joke. But
do
like
it.
When they send us hate mail,
do it.
It's hate. Well, I just did.
Oh.
Okay. What? It would be just us, peaceful surroundings, and a nice view of my cock. If we don't make it to the destination, then no sex. That's awesome. He's like, if you're a fat bitch and you can't hike 10 miles, uh-uh. No dick for you.
I will leave you on the trail.
I will, however, ride you. And dangle a Twinkie over your head, if that will help. But if you don't make it, no sex.
None.
I'm adamant about this. It will be like a little reward if we do make it. Just a little reward, because, you know, I'm Asian and not very well hung.
Penis so small.
So small. Then, if either of us does not feel like going through with it, I'm going to rape you. We can just turn back and not make it to our destination. But if we make it to our destination, then you say no.
There's no going back.
No. That
because,
is the.
You know, I'm sure any chick is going to be turned on by, like, sweaty post-hiking balls.
Hey, right, sport.
That's
gonna
be nice.
Oh, God. I know. I love sweaty post-hiking vagina. You got to, like, peel it open. Yeah. Oh, God.
Ooh.
Just, oh.
That just
oh,
gets
it's all
me
frothy
in the mood.
Like a good beer. God. You gotta blow the foam off to find where the fucking clit is.
Ugh.
That's not foam. That's a yeast infection.
Mm.
Ting. Oh, God. Oh, let's see. If this sounds like fun, let me know. If not, don't.
Yeah, I guess.
Here's a little bit more about me. I'm 24, work and live in Bozeman, know the area pretty well. I'm clean, fit, safe, smart, sexy. I am the epitome of the perfect man.
Yes. Is this Dimitri?
And love kissing. I am D&D free. Dungeons and Dragons?
No. Drug and disease.
Ooh.
Oh. I am not.
To which?
Respectful, sane, and safe sex is a must. I mean, if you're going to go all that way, I'd bareback it. I'd bareback it on the way. Fuck it. Have you ever had a condom on when you had sex?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to when I fucked your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, I guess it didn't come from you then. All right. You should be a woman. Now, you should be. Not you have to be, because I will.
You should be
a woman.
But if we go meet and you're not.
Right.
Well,
like, if you look like
you're dressed like one.
Like, yeah. If you look like a woman and we get to the destination and you have a penis, you know, we're here.
Something
I said
machete,
if we get
it.
There.
It's nothing a machete won't fix.
That. Oh. Yeah, that's right. And then you can just discard. All right. You should be a woman between 18 and 30. Getting a little picky, don't you think?
You're leaving ads on Craigslist. How picky can you be?
Right. Dungeons and Dragons free, clean, and excited about getting out on this adventure in the woods. I am free both Saturday and Sunday, but we will have to work around the thunder showers. Why not just do it in the rain? Rain is like tears, man. It's natural lubrication.
Well, and plus, after hiking all the way to the top of that mountain,
bring a shower, because I'm going to stink. So, yeah, anyone's interested, let us know.
Now, what you need to do, you need to post one on there.
Oh, but, I'm going to post a bunch.
But post it with your phone number.
Okay.
Then you can record it.
That?
Yes.
We need to invest in a disposable cell phone, one that we just use for the show.
Those pay-as-you-go phones?
Because I don't know. I don't really know how cool my cell phone number out here would be, you know? Yeah. Getting calls at work and shit. Hey, I want to fight. Hold on.
I'm at work.
Jesus. All right. Bozeman, come on in. Why are all the freaks in Bozeman? Fun-loving.
It's the college town.
So is Missoula. So is Helena.
Town.
Well, yeah.
They're not
so
really
is
in
Moscow.
They're in Three Forks.
Yeah. So is
Moscow,
maybe
that's
Idaho.
Why.
Come
maybe
on.
That's why. It's because it's a crappy college town.
Wow.
So the whores are going.
This one is called Attractive Black Man. 35, various Montana locations, because we all know where he lives. Are you interested in meeting a confident, sexy, fit black man for mind-blowing fun? In parentheses, question mark. I would prefer no strings attached.
Probably plays for the Grizz. He's the only one that hasn't been busted for something.
What?
Probably plays for the Grizz. He's the only one that hasn't been
no
busted
shit
for something.
Yeah, of course. Coach is like, hey, I got your back, son. You go out there and you fuck. I prefer no strings attached and would like to be very discreet, because if not, my wife will find out. If this meets your needs, continue. If not, thanks for reading my post anyway. Your pick gets mine. Oh, man. Ooh, I'll trade you picks. Hey.
Show me yours, I'll show you mine.
ASL, question mark. Starts out with black. Next. Man, I don't think my butthole's up for that tonight. Ooh, this one. Any women want some sex? Question mark. All right.
It's a straightforward
no,
question.
No women want sex ever.
Never.
Never.
At least not from their boyfriends.
That is true. That is very true. Especially if their boyfriends don't live with them. Oh, anyone out there want to have fun with a married man? This one's right up your alley, Adam. Hi, I'm married and looking for someone to have some fun with. Don't do that. You cannot answer back my clever wit with moving my mic stand. You know how long it gets me to get this in the proper position? Because
you're so fucking OCD.
I know. I can't wait till my mic stand gets here. Thank you guys so much for donating money. I pretty much ended up splitting it with you because the rest of you guys.
It's not donating money. It's making your contribution.
Thank you for making your contribution to our Lord and Savior. Savior, to whom it may concern. Hi, I'm married and looking for someone to have some fun with and spend some time together, because I hate my fucking wife.
She's fat now.
Yeah, if you've never been with a married man and would like to try it, hey, call me up. Let me know. I'm here. I'm married. I'm queer. We're here. We're married. Get used to it. I hate my kids. My life. Please, if you have a gun, bring it. I'd love to blow my brains out. All over your face. If you have, then you know how much fun it can be being naughty. It adds a little extra something knowing you are doing something you shouldn't be. Wow, creep. I mean, it does.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's true, yeah.
How many times have you been like fucking some married bitch and you hear like the door open and you're like, oh god, it's her husband. Oh, nope, it's just her 8-year-old son. Hi!
Yeah.
Never?
I think you're
gonna go there.
All right. Well, I got beat there.
Did you guys see that story about the dude that he got busted like cyber stalking some 14-year-old or what he thought was a 14-year-old, and when he got arrested, he went to go meet her, and he got arrested, and he was wearing a shirt that said "World's Greatest Dad."
Yes, please. No, I did not.
That is great.
Awesome, though.
Best mugshot ever.
That's the best shirt.
He had it on.
Because he was really talking to an undercover cop.
Right. Okay.
So what he thought was a 14-year-old girl was really these people waiting to arrest him. Yeah. But he went to go meet this little girl to go fuck her wearing a World's Greatest Dad shirt.
That is fantastic.
Might as well just said, "Who's your daddy?"
Hey, just a minute. I'm going to go get these cookies I was making. If it starts out like that, exit.
Yes.
Right.
I gotta
ASAP.
Go. No, usually, like, if you've ever seen... Have you seen that show, To Catch a Predator, ever?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Like, the,
oh, my
whenever,
God, it's Chris Hansen.
Whenever the girl answers the door, she's always like, yeah, there's cookies in the kitchen. I gotta go finish doing the laundry. Walks into the kitchen. Hey, take a seat. Have a seat.
I don't want...
Take a seat right over there.
No, I have to.
I think I'm in the wrong...
Yeah. Hey, I'm here to pick up my daughter. See ya. Oh my God, what's that?
Boom.
That's when I would drop the ninja smoke bomb and be the fuck out.
Man evades police in cloud of cocaine dust.
Police quoted as saying, "Cocaine is a hell of a drug." Oh God. Hey, young married couple for fun. If you live in Billings, huh?
Hey, Billings.
We are a married couple that would like to meet a bi girl to possibly hang out with every now and then and just abuse the holy shit out of
them. All they have to do is go to Missoula, city of lesbians.
Right? No shit.
Jesus Christ. Is every girl there?
Lesbians and hippies, right? I fucking...
Or lesbian hippies.
It stinks like hairy pussy and patchouli. It's fucking... Oh, God. We like to go to the strip club or just hang out at home with our kids. If you are 18 to 30, good looking, and want, because, you know, you got to be good looking.
That's right.
If I want a fucking ugly bitch, I got my wife. You better be good looking.
Right. And if you weren't, why would I be asking?
Right. Why would I be on Craigslist posting an ad? If you are 18 to 30, good looking, and want to have a good time with a married couple, is that like an oxymoron?
Yeah.
Having a good
time. Is that possible?
With a married couple?
Well, as long as you're not with the couple.
I guess because you're not married to them.
Right.
So it would be good for you. It would probably be kind of awkward for them. I'd like just like stare at him. Like, you like this? Yeah, that's right. She likes it like this. I know, because that's my son, not yours. Should have footed the extra $20 for the DNA test, huh, Pops? We have plenty of pics to share, so what are you waiting for? Hit us up. I'm gonna. Do you think you could dress me up as a bisexual girl?
No.
No?
No?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, no. Whatevs.
Yeah, well, yeah.
All right, just a couple more here, then we'll get the fuck out of here.
These things are priceless.
I know.
I can read this forever.
I want to give... what's NSA? National Security Agency. Okay. I want to give NSA discreet head. This is Kalispell. Oh, shit. Get in contact with me. I like men under 40, thin to medium build with large cock. Well, I guess you're out.
Oh, my God, dude. You know who posted that shit was your ex.
My mom?
Your ex, dude. You realize that you're
Carrie?
Ex. No.
What? Layla?
I'm not going to say any names.
No, say them because they all know.
Okay, Layla is the... Like,
she lives in Arkansas, so I don't think this could be her.
Well, she's pretty much sucked off the entire...
Oh, yeah, I know.
I
know.
Fish.
I know. Yeah. I know. She cheated on me with her boyfriend, and then he left and went to Arkansas. We told this story before. And then, like...
And she would go to the bar and, like, take guys out in turns to go suck
fish.
Yeah.
She loved the cock.
And then afterwards, she's like, thank you.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
She's a spinster, and that's why.
Like, three or four, like, in one night.
I know, dude.
Three or four of my buddies like, dude, Layla just sucked my dick. I'm like, that's funny, because him, yeah, all...
Yeah, get in line, bud.
You, so I hope you didn't kiss her.
Nice. I hope her boyfriend is listening right now and just loves the taste of cock every time he kisses her.
Oh, that's
just
awesome.
Just big cock, just every time you... Oh, God.
She must have permanent,
I have some
cum
pretty
breath.
Sweet... pictures of her somewhere over here. I mean, they're not sweet because they're at well.
Okay, I'm okay with
we'll
those.
We'll post
good.
Them, maybe.
No?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
Whatevs.
I can host most of the time, except when my boyfriend's home, so let's get together. If you have the time, I enjoy giving long massages, too. Of course, with a happy ending. Respond day or night. I'm a light sleeper and do not care if it's 1 a.m. Just contact me to come and service your needs. Or if you're coming to me to get your needs met. because God knows my boyfriend's not. I am very good at giving head, better than your wife or girlfriend. I will swallow that load too. But discreet is a must.
Nice.
Layla, you're such a whore. Oh, God. I'm going to email this and be like, is this Layla? I'm
totally going to. You should, yeah.
Oh, should we end it with that or one more? What do you think?
Yeah, it's your call.
Okay, sure. Do you want to hear Let's Have Fun at the Fair, Dinner Drinks Flirting Without ? Or Friends with Benefits? Or Bi Man Looking for Fun with Couple or Other Man? Whoa, queer. Let's do Looking in the Flathead Valley. All right, ready? 26-year-old man seeking a female for some fun times. Not looking for anything serious because, you know, it's Craigslist.
Wait, Matt, right. How old are you?
Not 26. Thank you. But if something more comes from our FWB, God damn. What is it with you faggots and all this acronym shit?
Can't you
think
type?
You're sneaky. You talking acronyms. Your wife's going to be like, honey, what's hey, FWB?
Matt,
shut up, bitch.
It's the title of the thing, Friends with Benefits.
Oh. If you're married or in a relationship, then move on, because I'm not into that. I don't want your girlfriend coming home being like, hey, let me smell your dick. I don't need her being like,
if you wit somebody, then you keep on moving.
That's right. Willing to travel from Glacier Park to Missoula for fun. But if it's for not fun, I'm not willing.
Glacier
but for fun.
Park.
Some
yeah.
dedication.
What the fuck kind of creep ass yaks person is this?
As
someone
usual,
who never gets laid.
Please be HWP and not a total dog. Please be not a total dog. It sounds like he's talking. Oh God, please let her be not a total dog.
Yeah.
I am not a supermodel, but am in shape. That means hot body. Butter face. Oh.
Hey, nothing a bag can't fix.
Except,
oh,
except for that's a guy.
I played football in college, if that is any indication of my gender. Wow. All right. Well, that's about it. So, yeah. Yeah.
HWB is like a hippo with boobs.
Oh. Wow. And that's all the time we have today on the Jam Hole episode 64. Man, we're getting up there. Can you believe that? Something me and this kid, 64. Did you think it would get this far? Now that, like,
you know, honestly, Matt, I've only listened to one of your shows.
No, I'm sure you've never listened to any of them. But
well,
I mean,
you know,
I'm just saying from when
I know I did listen to one.
I'm just saying though, like, from when I told you
one.
About it, you'd be like,
that
yeah,
was the
that
worst
was
episode.
Awful. I can't listen to anything after
no,
or before
I listened
10.
To one with Holly too.
That was probably three.
I think.
No.
She's got a very, like, fuck me voice, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
You should listen to
but
one of the newer
weird enough,
episodes.
She was the only girlfriend that only actually cheated on me just once.
Only
and that
once?
Was when I was down in detox, so I can understand that. Because, you know. So, go her.
Yeah.
I didn't fuck her.
And, no, thank you for that. I appreciate
anything
it.
I can do to help.
Yeah. So, anything else before we get the fuck out of here?
That's all.
You got any other stories, you know, about any other girlfriends you fucked of mine that I might know? Because I have a couple about
there was
a
only,
couple
there
of
was
yours.
There was only one, and I know you fucked a couple of my girlfriends. Okay. I don't give a shit.
Because you were there, getting sucked off.
She wasn't my girlfriend.
Oh, right.
No, well, that was just a chance occurrence.
That was. I don't even remember how it happened. I just, like, remember going into your room, and you're getting... I don't even know how that happened. Yeah. I just know I got sucked off, and you were fucking her, and we high-fived.
Eiffel Tower.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, as usual, guys, fucking... You know all this. I guess we have new listeners, so I gotta fucking... I'm getting so sick of saying this shit.
Why don't we just record it, and we'll just play
that
it.
That is fantastic idea. So, as per usual, if you guys have anything you want to say to us, you can always leave a comment on the show notes, or you can email info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit. Please, please, please vote for us on Podcast Alley. The more votes we get, the higher up in the rankings we get, the more people will see us, and the more fun we will all have. Donate us money. We have PayPal accounts. It's all located on thejamhole.com. Subscribe with iTunes, and please give us good ratings and comments on iTunes, because the more of those we get, the higher up we'll be, and eventually I would like to see us on the comedy front page of iTunes. Eventually.
Nice.
No
day.
Hurry, you know, episode 64, no big deal, just, you know, just saying.
Even after doing 64 episodes, you still have to be like, wait,
well, yeah, it could have been 62, 69, here, I don't know, it could be any of those. So, yeah, like we always do, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m., we have the live chat room going on. Just check out thejamhole.com for everything the Jam Hole related. Please give us money. We will talk to you guys on Monday. Oh, and if you guys... I'm not even going to mention that again because I really don't want to ride my mountain bike naked while air guitaring feels
well,
like
you just
a woman.
Did, so,
well, $50 donation will get a YouTube video made of me driving naked or riding my mountain bike naked. And don't you are disqualified from this because I know you have money. And no, you do not get to play
Who
in this
game. Who the
fuck
says I have money? I work in radio.
And hey, us too, bro. It is a tough fucking job, Broseph. I know. I fucking know.
I work for motorized vehicles.
Really? I work for myself, scratching my nuts, and the pay is not that great. Not as good as you might think.
Well, considering the fact that your nuts are really small, the work really probably isn't that hard.
Yeah, it's not very good job security, I'll tell you. It's like I might as well work 4-10s, you know?
Done.
All right, well, yeah, we will talk to you guys live Monday, 7 p.m. Bye-bye. Yeah.